AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Arrested overseas and on the way to the U.S., one of seven FIFA officials accused in a corruption investigation. The man's name is not being released, but the Swiss say he was arrested in Zurich, turned over to a three-man U.S. police escort, and is on the way to New York. He agreed to come to the U.S. The other six are fighting extradition. They voted yes. Overnight, Greek lawmakers approved a tough austerity bill needed for another bailout. Our Derek Atopoulos is in Athens.
The vote was at the end of a very dramatic day. Lots of public statements from government officials against the bill. And there were riots outside Parliament about 2 hours before it was voted. There was a peaceful demonstration by left-wing protesters. And about 200 youths took on the police, burnt cars, smashed office windows.
Overseas, stocks jumped on the news that the lawmakers had approved the austerity bill. President Obama will visit a prison in Oklahoma today as he presses his case that too many nonviolent offenders are being jailed for too long a time. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
The prison near Oklahoma City houses about 1,000 medium security inmates and another 250 in low security. Over the years, those inmates have included Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh, and it's currently home to former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, serving a 28-year sentence for fraud and racketeering.
91-year-old former President George H.W. Bush is in the hospital after a fall at his summer home in Kennebunkport. Our Dino Hazel's got more.
Former President George H.W. Bush has fallen at home and broken a bone in his neck, but the spokesman says he's doing okay.
He is wearing a neck brace, but in the words of his spokesman, quote, he's fine. A Texas death row inmate scheduled to be put to death tonight for killing a woman during a robbery. This is AP Radio News. ESPN has given its yearly Arthur Ashe Courage Award to Caitlyn Jenner, who got a standing ovation at the awards ceremony last night in Los Angeles after pleading for acceptance for others who are transgender.
If you want to call me names, make jokes, doubt my intentions, go ahead. Because the reality is, I can take it. But for the thousands of kids out there coming to terms with being true to who they are, they shouldn't have to take it.
Jenner told the audience about transgender teenagers who are bullied, beaten up, murdered, or killed themselves. A new AP poll finds that Hillary Clinton's standing is falling among Democrats, and voters view her as less decisive and inspiring than when she launched her presidential campaign just 3 months ago. Just 39% of all Americans have a favorable view of Clinton, according to the poll. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.